So if you come at it from a medical perspective, if you come up with things to say like, Mom, how does that new prescription affect your driving? Or what did your doctor, new prescription for glasses, or what did your doctor say about that medication? Is that, are you okay to drive on that? Or for me, at 50, I don't want to drive at night so much anymore. So I'm able to say to my mom, I hate driving at night. How are you feeling about driving at night these days? Or Mrs. Smith actually stopped driving. You know, what do you think about that? How, what do you think about how she's feeling, and how do you feel about that for yourself? So you can do it in ways that help really promote the conversation. But ultimately, you can make it about safety, really.
Yeah, and you think about having that conversation. For us, it was the doctor. It was because of medication she was taking. And it kind of, you know, helped us a little bit. And with your father, there's an assessment, because we were going to have my mom do this. There's something that you can do so they can assess how they're driving.
That's right. And what we did with my dad first is we started sort of setting limits. Like, Dad, what about just we do local driving, or maybe you don't drive at night, or maybe you make a deal with your folks that you don't drive in certain weather conditions. My dad was really wonderful about it in the end, but it was a difficult issue at first. This is a generation that used to go out for Sunday drives, and Dad always gets in the driver's seat, and Mom gets here. And what we did is we made a deal. We said, how about if we take you to an independent driving place? If they say you're okay to drive, we'll back off. And if they say that you maybe need to hang up the keys, you need to listen. And he agreed. He was surprised at the results. He wasn't as good a driver as he thought. And we all ended up happy campers.
There was something, and you've done such great work with this, Lee, and really talking to several different folks. And because parents, they want to be independent, and they also feel like they can't afford it. But it was great what you found out. If you kind of crunch the numbers,
absolutely,
it's not so bad.
And come to them with solutions. Say,
right,
Mom, here's the senior center number. Here are the transit, you know, mass transit solutions. And here's how much you would save if you gave that car up. Here's how much gas and maintenance and all these things are. You actually may have enough for taxis or a driver or whatever the solution may be. But come to them with that already crunched. And you can find that worksheet on our website.
All right. Thanks so much, Lee. So how's your dad doing?
He's fabulous. They're great. I just saw him yesterday in Boston. They're all great.
Your mom? Blessed. She's doing great.
Good.
She's doing great as well. She's been fighting it a little bit. It was hard for her, but
it's
she understands.
It's a loss. Make
people
no
from
state,
church
state.
Help out. There's different ways you can
there
find
are
people.
Solutions, and you need to work with them, and it'll be okay.
Okay. We're going to have an ongoing discussion about
this. My hair? About
your hair, about all that. We've created a special page on our website to help you talk to your parents as they're getting older about these tough topics that Lee is going to be here from time to time sharing with us. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.